Hello and welcome to the An Inspired Life podcast. This is the home of spiritual and also really raw human conversations that inspire us to stop talking about spirituality and actually live our divine truth. My name is Kiara O'Leary. I'm a divine change agent, a devoted stand for the undiluted divine power within each of us, and your host. Every week, I speak to an inspiring thought leader from around the world in an unscripted, we have no idea where it's going, totally intuitively guided conversation to bring you practical tips that you can apply immediately to create powerful shifts in your life. Each episode is also a potent transmission that will raise your vibration simply by listening. I'm honored to share with you this week's guest, Brittany Carmichael. She's the founder of Shine School, an online course to help women return to radical self-love and shine from the inside. She's a spiritual teacher, a motivational speaker, a psychic medium, a beauty guru, a master hairstylist with over a decade's experience, and a self-love and business mentor. She's known for her spiritual truth-telling style and her ability to make women beautiful inside and out. Brit teaches how to shine from the inside by breaking free of negative beliefs, letting go of limiting labels, and tapping into creative power so that they can start living the life of their dreams. Now, just because Brit works with women, that does not exclude men from this podcast, because believe me, what we share is for both sexes. We talked about how to really allow ourselves the space to feel our emotions without getting caught in them. We talked about Brit's transformation from 200 pounds overweight and angry at the world to her radiant, authentic self. We clarified the distinction between being punished by God and being gifted an opportunity to learn a lesson. We talked about the importance of bowing to our emotions as the teachers and healers that they are, in the powerful astrological events happening at the moment, and why they are a potent time to uplevel for us all. We discussed the spiritual tap on the shoulder and calling to live our soul's purpose that is really prominent at the moment. And I shared the one prayer that makes me feel the most powerful in the entire world. We discussed the balance of grace and grit that's needed to truly surrender to the divine's plan for our lives, and spiritual self-esteem and how to handle doubts about our own divinity and the guidance that we receive. We even discussed how to use immediacy for real and truthful conversations in all of your relationships. This episode is filled with really practical advice for you to live a more authentic life that is governed by your spirit. And I'm so excited to share it with you. So listen ahead for the podcast. Oh, thank you so much for being here, Britt. I'm so excited to just like soak up your wisdom and your potent, I gave myself permission to be exactly who I am energy.
Yeah, I absolutely appreciate you opening the space to have these deep and vulnerable conversations, because I believe that these are the kind of messages that heal and make a difference. So I'm proud of you for showing that courage and vulnerability in the previous podcast that you've done. So beautiful.
Thank you. And as you said, healing, I could feel it really feels like a healing. Last episode, I was so scared to release it, and the feedback has been phenomenal, and people are not like the things I was scared that they were going to pick on me for. It's just so funny. I'm like he said that, like he, Andrew, in our last podcast, if you haven't listened to it, I recommend you go back and listen. He said things like, you just shine so bright and I feel like filled up after I'm like hanging out with you. And I was like, should I cut that part out? Like, as if they need to hear that. And other people have responded about how they feel that same way about me, but that they've also like given themselves permission to own that in themselves. And so it's like the thing that I was the most afraid to share has actually been the most healing for me to be loved in, and the most healing for other people to see that they can love and be loved in that as well. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, it seems like we're always our own worst critic.
Yes. Yes, we are. And you've had a bit of a journey in your own life about that, haven't you? You kind of had like, when I say that, I've seen this picture of you and I believe that you were like overweight and you had lots of piercings and it's like you just kind of hated on yourself. So can you tell us about that version of you and how you got to be this version of you right now?
Yeah, great question. And the transformation really is so powerful. And when I think about going back to who was I 10 years ago? Well, you asked me to show up my authentic self. So to be that girl, I would have to be inauthentic. Mm-hmm. And that's why she was so angry. And she felt like life was unfair because she didn't understand that she had the power to show up and be herself at any moment in any situation. And I believe that that 200-pound girl was hiding behind fear of, well, what will they think of me? Because I was my own worst critic. So I thought, well, if I treat myself this way, won't everyone else treat me that way?
Yeah.
And today, I show up as my authentic self with no apologies, but it's not in a brute force kind of way, which it was for a while because, you know, fake it till you make it. But now it's just, here I am and this is what I enjoy. And I feel like if we're really in tune with our spirit and our soul and we're connected to that energy, then you aren't trying to be boastful about it and flashy. Although I do have pink hair, it's not because I'm trying to break the mold. It's just, this is what feels right for me. I get all the time, you just look, it looks so natural on you. How do you do that? You know, like how can you pull that off? And I think it's just because when you are authentic, when you do the things that make you feel good, when you wear the clothes that you want, when you have the attitude that you want, when you have the self-talk that you want, then the way that you show up is that shining bright version of yourself. And that's what people notice. So I was 200 pounds, I was overweight, and I was angry, and I was holding on to a lot of emotion. Now I recognize as empaths, we can really hold on to other people's emotions too, and literally, physically. And today, I look back at that girl, and I give her so much love and compassion because I had this transformation healing moment where I asked myself, why were you so angry? It's like talking to that 19-year-old version of myself. And she said, because I had so much love to give and nobody to give it to. Mm-hmm. And the healing moment for me that made that shift, that self-love, like realization, was when I finally understood that the love that I was wanting to give was to me, not to all these boys for their approval or for anything else. But if I would have just taken all that love that I wanted to express into the world and just poured it into myself, Now I know that doing that allows me to love others more authentically and unconditionally because I'm not waiting for them to love me back.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Isn't that it's kind of the entire journey. Like we do it in so many different ways and we like find like positive mindsets or energy healings or whatever, but it really, so much of it just comes back to like acceptance and love. And like we need to start with us first because everything else is a mirror anyway. Yeah, thank you. So in this time right now, it's so crazy. Like the Schumann resonance, so like the vibration of the planet basically just continues to rise and rise and rise. And it's like it was steady for so long and then it's just like, hey, I'm going to keep rising up and up and up. And so that's like a physical way that we can actually measure the fact that our consciousness is or like, you know, that correlates with our consciousness rising at the moment. And so many powerful astrological events that are causing us to look at all of the parts where we're not loving ourselves at the moment and to have like all of our kind of like all of our shit come to the surface. Have you had a crazy adventure over the last couple of years with all of that sort of stuff rising to the surface for you as well?
Well, absolutely. If you make the conscious choice to go through this awakening, which I didn't do in the beginning, it was kind of spontaneous. And then when I was being drugged along the way, I kind of had to become conscious and say, okay, I'm along for the ride. I'm tired of fighting, you know? And I think that when you set that intention, you have to do the work. And I always say this in all of my courses and all of my training to anyone that is willing to listen, like, it's not easy work. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to heal past pains from this life, sometimes from past lifetimes. And whether you believe that or not, it doesn't matter, because that's what I've experienced. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's like, well, why don't I want to have babies in this lifetime? Okay. Past life regression, it's because I lost a child at a young age. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that carries into this life. So why does my soul know so deeply that I don't want this? And then when I come to this information, I cry for days. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think that the healing that we have to do is letting go of everything that we're not, and letting go of all the limiting labels, and letting go of all the past pains, whether they're from this lifetime or not, which, hey, it's crazy to me, but, you know, it's like what's happening in my reality. I couldn't have guessed it, you know. I couldn't have said, hey, you know what, in 5 years, over the next 5 years, I'm going to go through all of this, and I'm going to come to connection with my spirit and be able to speak to past loved ones and find out about past lives. And no, but I'm curious. Yeah. You know, I have just enough curiosity. So what happens is all of this past pain has to come up so that you can let it go, so that you can be free and be connected and be present, because that's what you said. It's about love and acceptance, and accepting, like, this is what happened, but it was to teach you a lesson. So when you can let go of the past pains that you've collected, but take the wisdom from it, it's so worth it. It's so worth going through what you have to go through when these pains and emotions come up. I mean, you're either going to shove them back down and have to fight them, or you're just going to heal them.
Yeah. And when you said teach you a lesson, I want to touch on that, because I feel like I know where you're talking about, but there's still this huge Christianity kind of way of looking at things, or Catholicism, I'm not sure which one it is, but this, like, religious dogma that we think God is punishing us because we've been bad, or that we're going to be taught a lesson because we've done something wrong. And from my perspective, it's our soul going, here's the lesson that you chose to learn in this lifetime, and it's a gift rather than a punishment. But I just, like, I could feel the audience, like, yeah, like, there's a part of them unconsciously that's like, yeah, I deserve to be taught lessons, and I want them to know that you're not being punished in the lesson. It's a gift to continue to expand.
Yeah, who's to say that being taught a lesson is a punishment? I think it's a great act of learning wisdom and growing, is spiritual growth. And so when I talk about being taught a lesson, it's not coming from a place of punishment. It's coming from a place of empowerment, knowing that you are the creator of your reality. And if your thoughts and actions and beliefs are in such a way that's creating this around you, let's say you have a belief that you're fat, and so you eat and you eat and you eat and you eat, right? That's what I did in the past. Mm-hmm. I thought I was fat, so I continued the action, right? But the lesson there was that I didn't love myself, right? And so my unconscious action is eating, and so that's how I'm quote unquote punishing myself. But the life lesson here is, like, life is teaching you that you are creating it. That every thought, every belief, everything that you say is showing up in your reality. And the lesson shows up in this, in sometimes crazy situations, so that you'll look within and go, well, how am I thinking right now? How am I feeling right now? Mm-hmm. And then you can apply that to what's happening. And the lesson is that you're creating it. Yeah. And if you want to make a change, if you don't want that in your reality anymore, then you choose a new thought, or you choose a new belief or a new feeling.
Yeah, I knew you weren't saying it like we were being punished, but sure. I just wanted to clarify for everyone listening, because it's one of the things that unconsciously I used to beat myself up for. So knowing that I created everything around me, if something happened that I didn't like, I was like, you did this, you did something wrong, and, like, you're faulty, and, like, just unconsciously, like, totally beating up on myself. And I think that it's something that a lot of spiritual people do. We're like crippling spiritual perfectionists. We're like, if I could just be like fixed, if I could just figure out all of my fears and clear them, and then I wouldn't attract anything. And it's like, that's not what we came here for. Like, we came here for the journey, not to be done. Yeah. So I want to go back to, at one point you said you found out that you had this past life where you had lost a child when you were young, and then you cried for days. And that to me is actually so inspiring that you say it just like it's normal, because I do that too. Like yesterday, yesterday I had this realization that me moving to California, or like becoming a digital nomad and spending as much time in California as I can, that I wouldn't have chosen that if I still had my dog, who was like my baby, alive, and he passed away last year. And then I had this like wave of guilt, and I felt like, oh my God, like I hope he doesn't, like his little soul, like it was my human self being like, I hope his soul doesn't think that I would have chosen this, and never would have, I would choose him. But I can see the perfection of it, and I felt like guilty for it having worked out. And so I just allowed myself to feel all of the waves of that. And I sat at the bottom of the shower and just cried and grieved him again and let it pass through. And then it was out the other side. And obviously I, yeah, can see things a different way, but I feel like it's so important to let ourselves feel, and that from those moments where I'm sitting at the bottom of the shower crying, they are the moments that I rise up again and have like this new level of wisdom and power and potency in my energy field. But no one really talks about those days that you spend crying. So can we talk about them? What do you do in those days that you spend crying, and how do you talk to yourself in them?
Yeah, I'm a crier, so it's not unusual for me. So for me, I've learned to express my emotions through crying, and I tried anger for a while, and I like broke some shit, and you know, it was effective, but I would break things that I would regret. I'm like, man, I like that once the energy passed. So for me, crying is the most peaceful way for me to release my emotions. You know, some people like to go to kickboxing and stuff like that, but crying for me is a natural thing. I feel like as women, we because I'm talking to you as a woman, but we all have feelings, but I feel like we really feel our feelings and we express them, you know? And I mean, just look around, you go to the movies and who's crying at them? It's basically all women, you know? So I feel like we use our emotions in such a way that we think we are them, right? So when I begin to cry, I detach from it and I notice that I'm crying. And the way that I stumbled upon this method was during a Kundalini yoga class, and it was based on the heart chakra. And I'm doing my poses, my weird chants and breathing, and I start crying. But this cry was like from a soul cry where I was like weeping, but I was detached. My consciousness was like, I'm crying. Why am I crying? And I never knew why I was crying. Couldn't explain it. And so that learning lesson for me was that I'm not my emotion, but my emotion is energy in motion coming up for me to become aware of something. So when I cry, I honor the hell out of it, because it's something that wants to be noticed. It wants to be released. That's why it's choosing the tears to be washed away, right? So I get in the shower and I let myself cry, and I cry until I have nothing to cry left. You know, I just cry it all out. I don't hold it back. I don't try to stuff it down. I just cry and sob. Now my husband is trained to be okay with me crying. But in the beginning, he was like, why is she crying? Oh my gosh.
I need to fix this.
Yeah, he would get hard sometimes. I'm like, that's not okay. Like, just if we're being honest, you know?
Yeah.
So I think your partner needs to understand, how do you release emotions, you know? And so for me, I cry. So it's not unusual. I let it happen. I become the witness. I honor it. And I just notice what emotions are coming up. Why am I crying? I don't become the energy. Then it becomes crazy and worse, and you spiral downward, and then it goes to the next crazy thing, right? Yeah. I just let it come up, honor it, see it. Okay, what, you know, show me what you're here to show me. I never know what it could be. and then release it, and then you take the lesson and you move forward.
As you were speaking, I got this image of just like bowing down to this wave of energy coming through me. It's like, I know you're like here to teach me something. I know you're healing. And so just like bowing and honoring that. Yeah, I feel like I'm going to do that next time. I'm just going to be like, you are amazing and I will let you pass through.
I mean, try it just once or twice, see how it feels, because I think that's the thing, like all of this healing you asked earlier about healing and going into past lives and you crying, you know, me crying for days. How is that possible? Mm-hmm. But obviously there's a pain or emotion that's stuck somewhere in our body and our mind somewhere that wants to come out. And when it surfaces, sometimes you've got stuff from like way back when that you didn't even know was a problem come up. You're like, what? I thought I was okay with that. And there's still something lingering unconsciously. So when they come up, man, honor them, celebrate them, say, okay, you're ready to go. Like, I'm done with you. Like, the past is over. Like, let it all go, you know?
Yeah. And I think in the personal development and then also in like the beginning of the spiritual world, that we're like, no, I've cleared that. I see that so many times with my clients. We're like, oh, no, I've dealt with that. Thank you. We don't need to talk about that. And I'm like, yeah, but it's still inside your body. And so we can suppress. We're like, oh, nope, I've done that. And so I've stopped even really asking what's going on. Like, I don't try to analyze why I'm crying. So I could be like walking around the house, picking up some stuff, tidying, and I start to cry and I just let the cry come and I don't even know what it is. And then I actually speak with spirit and I'm like, great spirit, like just allow this to come through me. I'll feel it. You transmute it. And like allow and allow and allow. And then I'll stop crying and like I'm maybe down the other end of the house and I'll just continue whatever I was doing. So it's like this process of like, to me, I don't like, it's like not a full start and stop. It's a flow in between of everything that I feel. So before I start laughing, I'm not like, why are you laughing? Is that okay to laugh? Do you want to suppress the laugh? No, we just let it flow through us. And I feel like doing that with my tears has meant that I like have this beautiful open heart no matter where it goes. And that's been really powerful.
I think that's a beautiful practice and way of looking at things. And I completely agree with you on that.
Thank you. So I want to talk about this Lion's Gate thingy, because I have like tried to read some of the articles and I find them confusing and a bit like, I thought this was happening like a million times over. Like they keep saying like new energy and, we're going to be releasing a lot of stuff. And I'm like, haven't we been doing that for the last 2 years? So could you tell us what is the most, like, you know, what's really going on right now astrologically and what we can expect in this time?
Yeah, you know, I think we're always releasing and transforming and transmuting. Like, you know, see the evolution of our multiverse. We're not even in a universe anymore if we take what knowledge has been gained now. These days, you know. So I would say that with the upcoming solar eclipse, I feel like anytime it, and what's really interesting is they open, what they say, they open the portal with this new, this lunar eclipse that happened on, well, it's different here in this different southern, you know, are you in California right now?
No, I'm still in Australia. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say with the different hemispheres. So for us, it was on Monday, the 7th was this full moon lunar eclipse. So they say that starts this opening of the portal. And anytime there's an eclipse, it really like blocks off all energy and all light coming to the earth. And so it gives us a chance to like really look within because it's so dark without the sunlight, right? So it's kind of like the moon cycle. When you've got a full moon, it's reflecting all of the sunlight to our planet, right? Because the moon doesn't illuminate itself. So you have an opportunity to look within. And then when it's dark, you see more clearly, right? And so then when it's dark, you go deep inside. So I just feel like with this upcoming eclipse, like how quickly is that? You've got it starting just this week and then closing on the 21st. So to me, it feels like everyone's just up-leveling their energy because of the eclipse season. So it's just, it's going to happen all the time. It's not, but in space-time, right? So it might not happen for another 100 or something years where we don't experience it. So it's not something new. Mm-hmm. Not something like, ooh, like things are finally happening. But I just feel like with the eclipse happening, it's really a time to look within and notice and honor, like we talk about, what emotions are coming up. And they talk about it being in the sign of Leo. That's why they've given it this Lion's Gate name. And Leo is all about your passion and your fire energy. So for me, collectively, what I tune into is like everyone spiritually is being tapped just a little bit. Like, hey, that passion that you've always dreamed of, that thing that you really like, all of us are being called to turn that on and really step up and be the star in our own life. And I think that this is just a really good opportunity to make that. The planets don't act, they're not going to change anything, but it's just a reflection, just as every person is a reflection of you, for you to make those changes that you're called to do. And at this time, we're all being called to go after that thing that lights us up, that thing that we can take center stage in our life and say, I love this. I want to show up and do this. And so with the eclipse, it's about clearing these fears and letting them go and really tuning in and saying, what is my truth? What is my story?
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. I have met so many people who are just being tapped on the shoulder and being told like, hurry up. Like you were born for this and I want to see you do it. And that all of our fears are rising to the surface and then they're being seen. And as they're being seen, then they're like falling away as well. It's such a powerful time. Yeah. I'm really excited.
I know. I think we can all feel it because, you know, it goes in waves. People are like, oh my God, I'm exhausted and emotional and I just had to deal with all this crap. And then you look around and everyone's like, dude, I have all this energy and I'm creating and I'm building something new. I'm making connections. And it's just interesting to me. Like I was saying, I love just kind of tuning into the planets and what phase are we in? Because everything's in a cycle here. You know, like let's pay attention to what's happening. So it's just, again, reminders of like, are you activating this energy? Are you letting go of the things you've created that no longer serve you? And are you constantly going with the flow like you talk about?
Yeah. I loved what you said about, about the moons and the planets and all those sorts of things, that they're not going to do it for us, that yeah. They're just a reflection. And that is so how I feel as well. Like, I mean, I laugh at the meme that's like, the planets made me do it, or like the full moon made me do it. I laugh.
It's always fun to play, but you just have to take responsibility.
Yeah, and I feel like, again, like one of the things that we seem to be being called to do at the moment is to stop relying on like crystals, stop relying on moon cycles, like remember that we are the power and that nothing else can be. And so in what you're saying, it's like the full moon will reflect to us like this is a time to release. And so we can go, oh, cool, where am I like holding on, or where am I needing to release? But that the full moon isn't what releases it. It's us that releases it. Like we
absolutely
have to do the work.
You have to set the intention, and the full moon is just a reminder, and it comes back, you know, every so many weeks so that you're constantly doing the work. You can't just do it once, you know, shit happens. You got to like release some of that, and then life happens, and then you got to adjust to that. Then you want to create something new. You know what I'm saying? So it's always, we're always going. This is why when we talk about goals, like it's great to have goals if you want to do something, but don't rely on your goals to bring you joy, because you're going to get to the finish line and be like, okay, now what? What's the next thing?
Yeah.
So it's just a reminder to continually go on the cycle of beginning and end, start a new adventure, learn the lesson, come back, be wiser, be stronger, evolve, decide what you want to experience, go after that. Go around your circle, learn your lesson, try some new things, come back. And it's just going to keep happening that way.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like I have, and I've seen it with so many other people, thought that it wasn't a circle and a cycle. And I was like, it's a journey to a destination. And one day I want to get there. Like that's what I wanted. When I was so impatient. I'm like, I want to get there. How do I get there? But it is a building and an expanding and then a releasing and then a building and an expanding and a releasing. And yeah, but I, you know, I never feel more powerful than when I bow down to the divine and I say, take it all. I don't like have any attachments. I give away all of my expectations. Like I surrender everything to you. And I know that my soul and like the infinite, you know, potential that is around us, whatever you want to call that, God, I know that they always know better than even I know for myself. Because like if I think I know it, it's just my head really that knows it. And I never feel more powerful than in that moment when I decide that whatever I used to think would make me powerful is not as important as my surrender to what really is. And I feel like that's a constant process as well. Do you feel the power in that surrender, in that like letting go of what you think that you want and handing it over?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I like pride my life on living that way, waking up every day with the question, like, what good can I do today? How will you have me serve? What will you have me do? Where will you have me go? What will you have me say? And I always start my day off that way because I know that I can't think of it as great as that infinite source that we're manifesting in our own unique, sparkly, magical shell as, you know? Like, I don't know. And like I said, I couldn't have guessed that I'd be sitting here, a psychic medium, hairdressing life coach, you know? Like, what? I would never guess, ever. Yeah. But the moment I committed my life to exactly what you're saying, that surrender, that, okay, I know that I'm here. I have something to give. Show me the way. So it's about surrendering completely and letting go, but then being, when you get guided, since you're giving away, since you're saying, okay, show me the way, you have to take the action. I know that you do that because look what you've created. I mean, if you didn't listen to your soul's voice, you wouldn't have created this beautiful podcast. So it's all about surrendering and then taking that inspired action that comes from that release.
Yes. I said just yesterday to someone that I feel like it's grace and grit, that we can't just, like, I watched someone yesterday say, like, oh, it all happens in divine timing, and yeah, I really trust. And she's like, oh, and then there's this thing that I feel like I'm meant to do, but I haven't done it yet. And you know, it will happen in divine timing. And I'm like, it will happen when you actually get up and do the thing that you got told to do. Like you can't use divine timing as a way of surrendering your power either. Like it needs to be that Absolutely. You find the power in the surrender and doing what is the guided action as well. So when you wake up each morning and you surrender and you receive your guidance, have you ever felt like, what if I judged the guidance wrong? What if I didn't receive the guidance right? Like I always trust in the divine, but then there have been times in my past where I was like, what if I can't receive the divine? What if I'm not worthy? You know, this whole like spiritual self-esteem, like we still somehow think that we're not already the divine and fully connected to that. What do you, have you experienced that fear as well? And what have you done to remind yourself that you are the divine?
You know, I think once you truly get that message that you're saying that you are God, that you are the divine, then you no longer have to ask that question or have that fear. So I think it's a matter of actually when you fully grasp that, you know what I'm saying? So for me in the morning, what if I don't receive guidance? Well, then I'm going to take the day off and sit by the pool. I'm not worried about it. When I'm meant to receive what I'm meant to receive, it comes. But you have to create the space, and that's what I do. I wake up each morning, I quiet my mind, I do my breathing work, my yoga, some shit like that. But honestly, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you can do some shit tools. Like that. You can do some tools, but you don't need the tools once you got it. So I think it's a constant dedication and a discipline of showing up. And if you need the tools like breathing, if you haven't learned to relax your mind, then start practicing. That's why it's called a meditation practice. You know, it's hard in the beginning. Like, it's just going to be. But once you've done it and you put in the work, then all of this stuff disappears and you don't need the tools anymore. So the question is, am I afraid when, if I don't receive guidance? Not at all. I think fear for me at this point has completely left itself out the window. I recognize again that it's just these projecting into the futures and planning that it won't work, or what if I fail? that's not having confidence or self-worth or self-love and enough faith and belief that, like, you got it. Like, no matter what happens, you got it. Because if you look back at your life, anything that's ever been handed to you, you got it. You did it. Yeah. Even though it was hard, even though you never in a million years would have thought you could do any of that, you did it. So why would we be afraid? We wake up knowing that we've got this. And if we don't receive information, go sit by the pool, because you're meant to relax and chill. Things are happening on the back end. Now, if you're going a year or a month or, you know, like, well, I'm just not getting any guidance, then, you know, maybe we need to reassess the situation. Yes. And try a new meditation tool, you know.
Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head there. And as well, that if you've not received guidance before, then it is a practice, and you do really have to get to the point where you can, like, quiet your mind enough to receive the guidance. But then once you're in a state of being able to consistently receive guidance, if you're not receiving it, it's because they're saying, like, you take the day off. Like, I remember when I kind of had, like a few weeks, like 2 weeks or something, where I just, like, consistently didn't really get told to do anything. And I said to my mentor, I'm like, I feel like I'm not getting guidance. Like, what happened? Why did I switch it off? And she was like, you're being told to do nothing and you're not listening. And so that's why you think you're not receiving guidance. And I'm like, oh shit, you're right.
Yep. And you know, that's the thing that is coming up a lot. You talk about astrologically and what's happening and how things are affecting us. Well, a lot of energy is coming up, and a lot of emotions and fears and pains are coming up so that we can release them, because we don't need them anymore. Mm-hmm. So I think that really tuning into what is coming up for you, and knowing that if you've done the work, like, you've let it go, like, you don't need to take action right away. Like, you need that rest period. You need to relax. And in those times, you receive the guidance because you're resting, because you're relaxing. You put yourself in a state of mind. You literally relax your brain waves enough to tap into that place in our mind where we receive that guidance. Mm-hmm. And so I think that what's really important is to remind people that in the downtime, you're meant to rest. Like, literally, you need to rest, because when you get guided to take action, we all know we got to work, you know, we got things to do. It takes a lot of energy, and we have it, but we have to be smart about refilling our cup when we do have that downtime, when we're blessed. And right now, I feel like we're in flux. We're waiting for that next portal, you know, or waiting for that next eclipse, so that we can be, like, coming out of, like, our own sparkly closet and being like, hello world, this is who I really am. So this is the call for people to become more authentic and just drop all this extra baggage. We've carried it for too long and it's not serving us. So this is a call to be authentic, to be real, to say no when you mean no, to leave that shitty job, to say fuck this relationship when it's not working and it's dead and you know that it's dead. Now, if you want to love someone, my husband says true love is investing in another spiritual growth. If you're in that stage and you're just kind of, you need to work out some kinks, like, do the work. But if you know it's dead, like, why are we holding on to these things? I feel like that's going to be really powerful for someone. I don't know why it's coming through. So I send love to whoever that was for.
And you know how your husband says true love is investing in someone else's spiritual growth? Well, sometimes the most amazing thing that you can do for them is to say, I release you, and for yourself as well. Like, our investment in loving someone and helping grow them doesn't have to be that we stay with them. It can be that we leave as well. Or that we call it out. So one of the things that has been huge for me lately is recognizing that I don't have to be nice to be loving, and I can say, like, I love you, and here's the stuff that I'm seeing that's, like, actually not your truth, and that can be the most loving thing that I say. So especially with men, because I've had this, like, I must be approved of by men thing going on my entire life. If I saw men have a front and exterior, then I would see their core and their truth, and I could see all of these amazing qualities. And I was like, if I could just love them enough, then maybe they would see it as well. But now I've stepped into knowing that I can like stay in my own energy and love them from afar and go, here's all of the things that aren't you currently loving yourself. Here's all of the things that like I'm calling out in you, lovingly and only with invitation, of course. I don't just like walk around on the street and be like, hey, you see this thing? Like you could release that. And that is actually the most loving thing that I can do for them, like not holding them in their falseness and their pretending and their masks, but you know, just going, hey, here's your mask and I love you enough to tell you and let you release that.
Absolutely. That's definitely my style. And it reminds me of a time when my mother-in-law called me one day and she said, you know, Britt, I just haven't called you in a long time because I don't want to know the truth.
Yeah.
And oh my God. I'm okay with being that person. Yeah. I'm comfortable enough in myself to know that I can do that for people. And I don't do it in, like you're saying, in a like, oh, you need to change. That's never going to happen. And that's conditional love. But
yeah,
I ask the right questions.
Yeah. Yeah. And being like willing to point it out and have them say, like have them do whatever they do on their end. So I'll speak my truth. And then whatever you do on your end, that's up to you. I'll leave that. Like that's your part. Yeah, because I think let's talk about niceness. I think that everyone is like is conditioned and programmed to be nice and to be approved of and to be liked. And on this journey, it's so much about those masks are there because we think we need those things. And to release those masks, we have to release the need for this external validation. Can you talk to us about maybe your own journey or how you guide your clients through that sort of stuff as well?
Sure. I just had this conversation with one of my clients, actually, where I talked about in the beginning of my spiritual journey and learning like, okay, it's all about love and kindness, right? So I was just, I love everyone. I'm so kind. Just everybody, everything. Can I love you? And I just like poured my love and like kindness. I tried to do that to everybody and everything. And then I realized there's a lot of fucking stupid people out there.
Yes. I love it. Sorry.
And it's hard to do that. You can love them from a distance like you talk about. Mm. Recognizing, okay, that's you're crazy. I don't accept that. I'm going to give you love from a distance. Mm. But it's always from a place of love and compassion when you talk about speaking your truth and just not engaging. You don't have to engage the energy. So I think like you choose your battles.
Yeah.
And so kindness, going back to kindness. So I talk about, okay, in the beginning of my spiritual journey, it's like love everyone. Then you come to a point where you're like, okay, loving people doesn't always mean being quote unquote fake kind. Being kind doesn't necessarily mean putting that mask on. You can be kind in a way that you're talking about being truthful, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe they don't perceive it as kind. But it's the most loving thing that you're doing for them, like you say.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, you bring up the point, like we put on these masks because we want people to approve of us.
Mm.
And so we'd be kind. But what if you were just kind because it feels better?
Yeah. Yes. So I went to a sister circle recently and we talked about, and I can share this. I know I'm meant to share what happens at sister circle, but I'm not sharing about any particular person. It's just this conversation that we had. And we had a conversation about the pattern that, so if there is somebody else who is maybe not being kind to you in your life and you've been being kind to them and compassionate to them, yes, there's like fierce love in being like, I call this out in you, but you're also then calling out this pattern in yourself. So if they're treating you like that and you've let them, there's some needing you to be validated and approved of by that person. And so like, just recognizing that both parts of the equation are allowing that to happen. And I've noticed that the more that I'm willing to call out that pattern in general, so I'm like, hey, I've noticed that you've done this, and I've also noticed that I needed to allow you to do that so that I could receive this, and it's going to stop here. I'm not going to play this pattern out anymore, that I'm releasing them and I'm releasing myself. But I do think we need to ask ourselves as well, as much as I'm like over sick, like I'm so sick of analyzing and mirroring, but I do think we need to ask ourselves, why have I allowed this pattern? Like, what am I gaining out of this pattern, so that we can then free ourselves with the knowledge of what's really going on there?
Absolutely. I mean, it's all about becoming aware of your actions and what you're doing, and your relationships are a reflection, like we talk about. So I think it's important to ask the questions, especially if there's something that's irritating you about it.
So have you noticed any of those sorts of patterns in your life just recently where you're like, oh, wow, I needed to let you do that so that it filled up this need, or anything you've noticed and freed yourself from recently?
I recently had the realization that, you know, I hired an assistant in my hair salon 2 years ago as an apprentice. And I just recently came to the realization that it's really important to reassess your rules and your boundaries and your roles after time has passed, because where we sit today is different from where we were 2 years ago, and things have changed. So I think it's really important to always update and really come, like we had a great conversation where there was truth that needed to be shared, but scared to share some conversation. And once we connected and once we shared that, it allowed for us to share each other's perspective and say, okay, where do you sit? Where do I sit? And where are we sitting today and looking at it from a new perspective? So I think what recently has come up for me is when you're in a partnership with someone that's not a romantic partner, we've dealt with our shit, we're good. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we've been together long enough. But when you're in a new partnership, let's say a business partnership or anything like that, it's important to come back to that and go, okay, well, where are we today? And that's recently what's come up in my life. Like I said, I'm just living chill over here. So there's not too much for me that I'm working on other than what's happening day to day. So for me, what's happened is checking out my business partnerships and going, okay, where do we sit? And what am I getting out of this? And what are you getting out of this? What's too much for you? What's not enough for me? Where have you been slacking, or where have I not been communicating? I think you can apply this to romantic relationships, but in my own life, it happens to be my business partner, you know, a business relationship. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that sometimes it's easier in romantic relationships to have those truthful conversations. And
yeah, you get to have sex afterward.
Yeah. You can fix everything with sex. Yeah.
I'm playing, but I'm not playing.
But sometimes in friendships or like business relationships, or, you know, just like people that you don't know very well, it can be even harder to have those truthful conversations. And I've got an incredible group of friends that I literally manifested just this year, and I'm so blessed to have them. And we're constantly doing this amazing truth, like, wow, that really triggered me, and here's how I'm feeling, and just like using immediacy to be like, this is what's coming through my body right now, and not putting that blame onto someone else, but really speaking about how we're feeling and what's going on for us. And I've been so inspired by those conversations, because I don't think I've ever had them in friendships to that degree before. And so my friends have just left my life. Maybe I've done that as well somewhere. I should probably check that. But like the friendships leave because, or disintegrate because there's not that truth. And I think we need to have that in all of our relationships, not just our intimate ones, to be willing to get intimate with our friends and our business partners and stuff, because we are still constantly in communication with them. And if there's anything that's left unsaid, there's this like tiny little bit of resentment, and then there's like this little bit more, and it keeps building until there's this block in between the two of you that is just these things that were left unsaid. And if you don't say them, then you just kind of like part. Do you feel that as well, that there's like this like wall that can eventually build if you don't say the things in between?
Absolutely. I think in any type of relationship, whether it's business partnership or romantic or friendship, and that's all we want is to express how we feel, but we're so afraid of like, well, how will they think, or will they think less of me, or will they judge me, or will this totally screw things up? But for me, that's the only thing I ever ask for when I enter into a relationship, is complete honesty. And, you know, when you need to communicate, let's do it right away, because it does fester. And then it becomes psychotic. Then you're like, you're mad about this thing when it really was something else because it just has trailed for too long. So I'm always a fan of just nipping it right in the bud. Just make it happen. Like, oh, there's something happening. I mean, you know, I've turned on my psychic abilities, and so I tune into that. I can, and like you talk about, like, what's left unsaid. Words only account for 7% of communication. So I'm reading your body language and the way that you respond to me and the, you know, like, okay, there's something there. And we all know that. We're all psychic, you know. Yeah. I just pay attention to it, you know. So I think you've got to communicate with your words because mm-hmm. your body language is telling a different story. And that's when we're out of alignment and things begin to and just clash. But all we want is to be on the same page. I used to be so stubborn in my relationship. I wouldn't talk for 24 hours. I'm like, watch this. I won't even talk. Like, I'm going to be so strong. I just won't even say anything. Watch this. And the whole time, my inner child, my inner spirit was like, I just want him to hold me. I just want to love him and hug him and tell him I'm sorry. But I was so, my ego was so stubborn and so tough. So we're all that sweet, innocent, spirit that just wants to be loved. So just say what you mean, say it now, because you'd never know, like, might not be here and that's something you want to say.
Yeah. And I love that you talked about that there's the verbal communication and then there's the other stuff, and we can all feel that. And I mm-hmm. used to feel like I couldn't say it because it was this like intangible. I couldn't be like, but you said this, and so this is what I want to know about it. It was like nothing I could point to and really use to draw it out. And so now what I say is like, oh, I just felt a shift in the energy. Is there something that we haven't said here? And I just literally say what I'm feeling. And I think it's so important that we own that shift in the energy, or just like, it feels like there could be something unsaid. Is there anything else you want to say? That is a totally reasonable thing to ask. And we can call the energy a part of that, like, interaction as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's such a beautiful and graceful way of going about it. So thanks. I'm going to borrow that.
You are so
no, I'm like, hey, what's going on? Okay. What's yeah. up? No, yeah. I'm just kidding. But that is great. And, you know, you can be kind in the way that you approach things like that.
I actually had someone say to me recently, I've never had someone call me out in such a graceful way before, where I feel like I just want to tell them more of my truth and not to defend myself.
So yeah, you really do have such a just, so I don't know, this beautiful vibe that makes people want to share that. So. Keep doing what you do.
Thank you, gorgeous one. Thank you. We are coming to the end of our podcast, so I would love for you to share with our amazing tribe what you do to serve. And you serve only women, but, you know, our podcast has served both men and women, so you're welcome, men. But I'd love to know how you serve women and how they can come and find you after this podcast episode.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to share. It's really been a pleasure to be able to have these deep conversations. This is what we yearn for, and this is what creates that healing and transformation. This is what we want out of friendship. Mm-hmm. So I empower women to shine from the inside, to be that authentic, beautiful light that they are here to share their gifts and their talents with the world. I am the founder of Shine School, and you can find me over on Instagram at The World by Brit. It's B-R-I-T with one T, or on my website at brittanycarmichael.com, where you'll find weekly motivation, tarot readings, and pump you up love notes each and every week that motivate you and inspire you to be your authentic self and shine your light.
Amazing. Thank you. And brittanycarmichael.com, how do they spell the, it's two T's for Brittany then, isn't it?
Yep. So brittanycarmichael.com.
Amazing, because I want them to be able to come find you, so I wanted to make sure that was clear.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed listening to that episode just as much as I enjoyed listening to Britt talk and recording it for you. After we did that, we headed over to the secret episode, and Britt shared her daily morning routine, how she integrates the guidance from her tarot deck into her life, what she does post 9 p.m. each day to prepare for bed, why she acknowledges her husband and has sexy time with him every single day. We talked about how men lose their power through ejaculation and why Brit's husband chooses to practice ejaculation control. We talked about rituals that Brit has with her husband and by herself as well to bring more sacredness into her life. And she shared with us the one book that she recommends more than any other. And you can get access to all of that over at www.aninspiredlife.com.au/secret. That and every other secret episode that we have ever recorded is all available for you there. If you have enjoyed this podcast and you've received value from listening, then I would love for you to go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, or even just hit share. If you have loved it and you've gotten something out of it, then there is really high chance that someone that you love right now needs to hear something that we've shared today. So I would love for you to hit share and make your own difference in the world by sharing this, and that can really make a difference to someone else's life as well. And if you would like to be supported by other lightworkers, hundreds of lightworkers who are walking this path that is so courageous, and really, when we're walking it, we deserve to receive the support along the way, then please go to the Facebook group Lightworkers Rising and join us. We all post each day and we share our journeys, and it's a really beautiful, sacred, safe space for you to practice shining your light. And I hang out there every day. So if you want to come hang out with me, you can do it there. If you want to also check out a free audio training, then you can do that at aninspiredlife.com.au. I share as much as I can in terms of videos and audio training and stuff there. So that's a great place to check out as well. Thank you so much, so much for doing this kind of work for yourself and for the world. And I look forward to the honor of chatting with you again next week. Bye for now.